Okay, so I guess we're going to go to the land of obscurity today, I guess? A little bit. One of the cards is obscure, I think, right?
Yeah, I think a couple of them are pretty, somewhat obscure. It depends what you're into.
I mean, if we're talking about the release of Cobra, I guess that's pretty obscure for some people, for a lot of people.
I'm big into Young Justice, like I've watched that series
that's
a bunch.
That's their most recent appearance.
Yeah, that's one of their sort of big appearances. They were in Brave and Bold as well, but that's not as recent.
Like, everybody appeared in Brave and Bold. Like the space caterpillar from Shazam appeared in Brave and Bold.
I just watched Shazam last night.
It's good.
I really liked it. I liked it. Yeah, it was good.
The ending I liked, the like little tease.
Yeah, for sure.
But I mean, like, I think the last time Cobra really appeared in like mainstream media was Batman Beyond in like season 2 or 3 of it. And then before that, they were never in the Justice League cartoon.
They were big in like
the '70s,
the
70s.
Yeah, they were like
they were a huge.
They were like bat. They had a big arc. They were behind like
they were
almost
like
DC's everything.
Like Hydra,
right?
For a long time.
That was the point, I think, though. So.
Well, their color scheme is very familiar to Hydra. It's like the Foot Clan.
And their like look as well. I mean, yeah. The Foot Clan.
Yeah, I mean that's what it was. When
right.
They were like taking jabs at each other, but either way, I'm excited for them. But.
I'm really excited for them. I think the models look fucking awesome, which is what I'm excited about. Yeah, the rules are good. They're interesting. They've got a lot going for them.
They're samey, but interesting enough that I might dip my toes out of my Brave and the Bold this year to play them.
I think I'm going to order them today. They just were shown today, if you're listening to this.
Yeah.
And I think I'm going to order them. But if you want to buy all the extra stuff, it's a pretty big buy. And it's like nearly $200.
You want to buy multiples of the grenade launcher. I would buy 2 blisters of that.
No, I'm just going to get the elite soldiers and I'll wait to pick up the minion packs. I've worked a list out where I didn't need them.
Those soldiers are minion too?
No.
The flamethrower?
No, they're not minion. No.
Oh.
If they were minion, I would just like try and spend all my points on them. It's because I love them.
Pretty sure they are.
No, well, whatever. When we actually get into discussing it. Dude, we have just teased this shit and we're not even discussing them right now. Like, we're not going to go into them.
No.
In your face, listeners.
Suckers!
And on that note, welcome to a very special edition of the Boy Wonders, a Batman miniatures game podcast.
I hate all that.
I'm Boy Wonder Adam.
I'm Boy Wonder Matt.
I'm Make-A-Wish Mike.
Boy Wonder Ryan. All
right. And we are here to talk to you guys about the tournament special model in the new tournament packs and to go over what you get in the tournament packs in the new night models. How many times can I say tournament packs?
Tournament packs.
So the special model is none other than Bruce Wayne. He is a business suit Bruce Wayne, so not Batman. He just has alias Bruce Wayne. He is a leader. He is affiliate Brave and Bold. Reputation is 91 and 0 funding. He has no weapons, no batarangs or anything. He, like I say, he's business suited. He has charismatic, charm. Counterattack, detective, disguise sneak attack, millionaire and reinforced gloves. Willpower 8, Strength 3, Movement 3, Attack 5, Defense 5, Special 3, Endurance 8. So the basic Batman stat line. Charismatic is the one that allows him to recruit an additional free agent. Charm is everyone's favorite skill. Charm basically says if you fail a willpower check, you can't attack him in combat. In fact, you lose, you can't attack, it just fails.
And he has counterattack. So even if you do somehow manage to do that, you gotta hit defense 5, then he's gonna punch you right back.
Right, exactly. He has counterattack. He has detective to get rid of those passes. He has disguise sneak attack, which is new. It's 1 special. Select a target within 2 inches. It must immediately pass a willpower roll or be unable to block strikes from this model.
Until you can block counterattacks normally, right? Like if I counterattack you, do you get block rolls?
I don't see why not.
So can I rock that on my counterattacks and then I can rock it again on my normal attack?
Yeah, which is why it's until the end of the round. Oh, shit. That's why it's that caveat's in there. So you just...
Nice. I was like, oh, 2 special.
No,
that's
you,
still worth it.
You run up. Just run up to him. You spend one... Like, you run up to your opponent. You spend 1 special and hit him a couple times.
Or
and then if he hits you back, he has to try and get through charm. And then if you block him, you get to hit him again.
Well, if they get first activation... When do you spend that special?
It's not passive, so you have to spend it on your turn.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was thinking you spend it when you counterattack, and then you would have it on your attacks too.
Alright, you have to do it the other way around. You basically have to attack and then potentially counterattack. So you have to spend a few counters to do that.
I would be reluctant.
Millionaire adds 400 funding.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Dirty money only spends 3, that's the difference, guys.
Right, exactly.
You got dirty money.
If you've got dirty money,
it's only
$300 and you've got dirty money. If you get another $100, you're a millionaire.
Is there one further than millionaire?
The Lord of Business, which is 500.
So
it should be billionaire for 500. That could be hilarious.
Billionaire, 500 funding.
And reinforced gloves, classic for the double stuff.
Classic.
So what are thoughts on that?
I was reluctant to add them the first time I saw them, but now that we've kind of aired it out a little bit, I think I like them more. Like I just wish he had a bat claw, but I get it. It's business, you Bruce Wayne. I think I could definitely run him like in a group. Like, you definitely want to run, like, a mob squad, like, roll deep with your gang with Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, he's different because he suffers from the exact same issue, which is the potential to bat whiff. He has no built-in bonuses to hit.
At least they can't block.
They can't block him, which is nice. That means more of your attacks are likely to go through.
And he's likely to, I think, survive longer.
Because of charm. Yeah. So, I mean,
the only thing that's different, what is he, 90?
91.
Yeah.
So he's the cheapest quote-unquote Batman available.
I was like, the only thing is like for a point or a couple more, you can gaslight if you have
the thing with the difference is
Master Fighter.
You get Master Fighter, but you lose a defense and you don't have charm, and that's huge.
And you lose an attack.
Yeah, defense 5 and charm is insane.
Yeah.
I think that could be feels bads, bro.
It could be, especially...
The thing is like, I'm happy that is...
Because even something like Clayface has got a 50% chance to fail, just completely not attack your defense 5 model. And then if he passes, you got to hit the 5s, and then you might get counterattacked if you get blocked. This guy's probably a beast, like... I know he's 90, but to, like... If you're playing something like Primary Objective or Dirty Money,
all in the middle.
Send him in the middle and just be like, I'm holding this. Like, you can contest me and come and fight me, but you're not going to shift
He
me.
Might actually be worth putting the Demotivate on.
The Demotivate, just so he's got a bit of a toolbox. He can remove counters off of models.
He can remove anything that they need for their tricks, because odds are they're not going to block you anyway.
Because at 91, he's a comparative statline Batman.
Mm-hmm.
The next closest one is like 125, which is the Arkham Asylum one, which has the classic stat line.
No, the Nolan.
120.
He's attack 4.
But he's attack 4.
Defense 5.
Yeah, so...
He's got combo.
Right. The comparative stat line, the next one closest, is 125. So you're saving like 30-odd points there, which is...
A bat claw and some bat armor?
30 rep, I mean, it's... You're gaining
400 funding, but you're losing. Yeah, I mean,
he's movement 3, so
you gotta build around him.
I think it might be good for a second list, depending on scenario. Any ones that kind of scrum up in the middle or need to control specific objectives, he's good.
I would take him with Catwoman on the Batpod because he pays for like her Batpod.
Yeah, he covers that most of that funding, right? And he's cheap enough that you can afford her, and not really sweat about it, because he's 91.
Yeah.
I think he's good.
I think that's definitely good. Or you take Alfred.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Mike?
I like his stat line. You guys were saying a lot about the mobility. I don't necessarily see it as a problem, because I know most of the time people play Batman as like he's going to go off on his own, but then because of Bat Whiff, he just basically just occupies the space on the other side of the board for 5 rounds. But this one will go with your team. He's really difficult for minions to take down.
Because they're just never going to pass that willpower roll.
And then, like, even free agents, you're looking at his 5 defense and his charm, you're still hesitant to commit that full attempt to try.
Just in case they fail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and especially because you've got to make a willpower roll to hit him, and then potentially you've got to make a willpower roll to be able to block him.
Yeah.
So you've got Deuce's willpower to stop this guy. Yeah, it's super good. What do you think about it, Boy Wonder Ryan? Let's go on to the next card here.
Yeah,
there's a surprise.
Surprise!
With this model, you actually get an alternate head wearing a sweet pair of aviator shades and a twiddly little mustache.
I love it.
Yeah, it's
awesome.
It kind of
looks like Adam on... Dude, this looks like Redneck Matt.
It looks like if Redneck Matt and Freddie Mercury like banged it out.
That's my spirit animal, yeah. Freddie Mercury. For sure.
This is an alternate card, and like I say, head swap you get for the same model.
It's a villain Bruce Wayne,
it's
y'all.
It's a villain Bruce Wayne. Matches Malone.
I'm super stoked about it. I don't know. For people that don't know, like, Batman went undercover as, like, a street thug. And, like, the first iteration of Matches Malone that I saw, it was, like, an alternate prize hero click for all Bruce right, Wayne. Yeah. And all it is just Bruce Wayne, like, in a coat with his arms crossed and a beanie cap and a mustache and some sunglasses. Like, that's a, like, yeah. It's supposed to be incognito,
yeah,
random
street
thug.
He was in the animated series like that.
He's just like, hey, I'm undercover as a street thug.
Right. I love that. I really think that's,
it's
like,
cool.
a cool little thing.
It's the same exact stat line.
Yep, he's a free agent, unknown, rivals Brave and Bold. He's 90 reps, so he's one rep cheaper, zero funding. He has charismatic, charm, counterattack, detective, reinforced gloves, so the same entirely right there. But instead of disguise sneak attack, this guy, and millionaire... This guy has hidden boss and hidden plans. So, hidden boss obviously means if your leader becomes a casualty, he gains +1 willpower and leader rank. So he goes up to willpower 9, which is pretty solid, for a charm model. Hidden plans are, unless a friendly boss is within 8 inches of this model, friendly models can't use the coup de grace rule. So basically, you have to keep your boss close to him, otherwise he's influencing your mooks to not kill people. Because
that's coup de grace.
Because deep down, he's Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, if the model gains the leader rank, so if hidden boss comes into play, so you might want to take like a crappy leader with this guy to get them killed, to give him leader.
Maybe one of those gold cards.
if you get the leader killed, basically he gains a new rule, which is friendly models gain a bonus VP for holding objectives, but
so
score...
it makes it less about killing and more about
exactly
security.
They score one less VP for KO and casualties to a minimum of 1. So basically, if he takes over a crew, he's influencing them to score more from the objective, and they score less from VP.
You know, it'd be really good that in like Penguin with information. So you could make something worth, like, a lot.
Right.
Because you could double up Penguins to make them worth more, plus information makes it worth 1 more, plus Matches 1 makes it worth 1 more.
Right.
Plus, does information then become worth 1? Because you're
no, that never becomes worth anything.
But, I mean, Ace becomes worth 2.
Yeah. 3. No, it's +2, right? So an Ace becomes worth, like, 4.
Well, Ace would be worth 1, normally.
And then
then double up Penguins makes it 2.
Well, if Penguin's on, then it doesn't count because he's not going to be the leader at that point.
No. The Mook Penguins, when they team up on an objective, it becomes worth more.
I think that's a Penguin rule, though. I think that works on.
Okay,
Penguin's
with information,
it
could be
still,
worth
right.
3.
It would be worth more.
You can make an Ace worth 3, or like, I was gonna say, how can that trigger with Riddler? But it's holding objectives, not just objectives. Or on a dirty, like, if you would take him in like a dirty money scenario or primary objective, or something. Or he'd be one where definitely be worth like taking secret objective to hold more objectives.
The funny thing about this guy is with Cobra Cult, if you take the research contract, you only pay 75 for him. And it doesn't affect his ability to do anything. In fact, he scores 1 more VP for objectives for having the researcher. And then if the boss dies, he scores another VP.
Cobra boss is never going to die.
No, he's never going to die.
He's never going to die.
The bodyguard.
He has 10 bodyguards.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I would take Clayface with the bodyguard.
Just to be like, whatever.
You're like, you can't kill this bitch. But anyway, we'll get into Cobra Cult more another time.
Another time.
We'll deep dive into Cobra Cult.
What do we think about Matches Malone?
I think he's cool.
I would take him.
I think he's good. I think this is actually a really good gold card. Where it's like, it's nice and it's solid. But I don't feel like...
It comes with the miniature as well. It's not just a gold card. Yeah.
And I feel like I'm not getting outgunned by you having this one. Like a lot of other... I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Like that's kind of like... Especially with the gold cards. When we go into those like more in depth. Like... I feel like this time around, too, there isn't, like, a Borge or nothing where it's like, bro, like, you're fucking up if you don't have this gold card.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're
definitely.
And I feel like that's cool, too. Like, I hope that the tournament cards continue to be shit like this, where it's like, Monster T, I thought it was a cool model.
It
like,
just he wasn't trash, good. Though, yeah.
He wasn't good. But, like, Uncle Dudley was a good, he was fine.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it should be more shit like this, where it's like, yo, here's... You know what I mean? Like, here's solid, but not broken to win.
This guy's probably got some good symmetry into crews that we haven't thought about, because he can go into any villain crew.
Mm-hmm.
So there's probably some things there that he can kind of interact with that helps out. He's a bit worse. I mean, he's one rep less than Bruce Wayne. In my opinion, he's a little worse. He doesn't bring any extra money. He doesn't have a way of stopping models blocking him. But he is attack 5.
He's a free agent.
He's a free agent with unknown, so
I mean,
he has
a
lot more. It's a really good stat line on a free agent. I don't think the release of Bronze Tiger helps this guy, because I would take Bronze Tiger 100 times over this guy. The only thing I would say, though, is against certain crews, Charm is going to be backbreaking with this guy, because it's not like he's a model that can't output. He can output, and he has Charm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any thoughts?
I mean, for organized crime and basically all the other villain groups that aren't League, I barely have any experience with, so I have no idea how he'd mesh with anyone outside of ninjas. So I don't feel like I can really say too much on him. He seems solid.
Yeah, I think he's a solid piece that is playable. There's nothing about him that's like, oh, I have to take this dude, which is good, because it's essentially a piece that you have to win a tournament to get hold of.
Yeah.
And I think that's good about both of them, is that there's no way either of these models is an auto include. And if I were to see either of them across the table, I wouldn't be like, fuck.
Yeah.
Because although he's really hard to deal with, he doesn't have a whole ton of output. He's not killing dudes, left, right, and center, you know?
The Bruce Wayne's more of a pain in the ass to deal with, but I'm not like, fuck, this dude's about to whoop me down.
Right, exactly. And I think that potentially in villain crews, there's better ways to spend the money. Like I say, Bronze Tiger's just, for 5 points less, I think he's a complete different caliber of
Bronze
model.
Tiger's just busted.
Bronze Tiger is somewhat busted as well.
Take Hatter.
Hatter
like 90?
Hatter's like 70.
Yeah, yep, I'll take Hatter over Matches Malone.
I it depends. I might. They both have charm. Hatter has more utility.
Sure.
But Matches is can hold objectives and stuff better, potentially. Sure. But at 90, do you want to be doing that?
Maybe.
Again, if you have a scenario where stuff is in the middle. Ryan, do you have anything to say about that?
Well, we got to go into the gold cards. We're running out of time.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So we also have the quote-unquote gold cards. They're not gold anymore. They're actually like the second edition cards, but foils, which is really nice. It means they're shiny. Woo!
That's what that means, bro.
Yeah. So
that means, Mike.
We aren't going to tell you the stats or who they work for, because it's more fun for
you
to...
We're not going to tell you the stats, who they work for, and we're not going to tell you who they're supposed to be. Like, we're going to tell you, like, their name and, like, their alias or whatever. And I think it'd be cool if you guys took a guess on who they're supposed to be. What kind of rules you think they might have.
And where they belong.
And where and what crew they're going to belong in.
I think that's a great idea. So basically...
Maybe we'll come up with a prize, maybe we won't.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah. whoever gets the most names... No, actually, some people know these, actually. I don't want to do that. There's not going to be any prizes, screw you.
No, do the contest. Let me enter.
So, what we're going to do, like Matt said, we'll give you the character names on the cards. They're all much like Season 1, as it were, or First Edition.
They're
all pop culture references. So we're going to go through and give you the names of the pop culture references. And
I guess the reference.
The reference, but we're not going to give you who it's supposed to be in pop culture. Go onto the Boy Wonders Facebook page and let us know who you think the character is and who they work for.
And possible rules.
And possible ideas.
It'd be cool to throw out some rules, like what kind of stuff you think they might have. I don't want to... Okay. You don't need to tell me their fucking stat line or nothing. Like what kind of traits or something that you think they're going to have.
Yeah. I want one-for-one exact stats.
That's why Mike's not allowed on the Facebook, guys.
Exactly.
We won't even let him join or give him the login. They took away administrator privileges.
Yeah.
I didn't even know Facebook.
He was getting Slim Jim juice all over everything.
Oh, God. My keyboard's.
He was leaking Slim Jim oil.
You want to do the first one?
Let's get into the first one. And the first one's name is Johnny, aka Boogeyman. Ooh.
I mean, that's kind of easy.
Menacing.
I mean, if you know recent movies, right?
I mean, don't give him a hint.
Whatever.
Whatever, bro.
Next is Mahoney.
Or is it Mahoney? No, it's Mahoney.
After that, we have Tyrant.
After that...
We have... after that, I think we have Lee Holidays.
Okay. We got a big sidekick. Like, I feel like that's Redneck Matt's, like, cousin.
And we have that.
We have...
What?
Yeah, we have that.
We have what?
After that. That's what we have.
After that, we have what?
That. That's what we have.
After that, we have $1.
Yeah. You're right. After that, we have $1.
But what's before $1?
That is...
I don't get it. I think we have one more, too.
No, besides $1. That's it.
No. I think there's uno dolar. Oh, sorry, $1. $1.
He just said that. He said that.
It's Hayabusa.
Oh, yeah, we have Hayabusa. We missed out that one.
We missed that one?
Yeah. So
which one?
That.
No, we got that.
What did we get?
Wait.
Hayabusa. Is that what you're talking about? Or are you talking about...
Talking about
$1. What?
That one.
Which one?
Jesus. So yeah, we have Johnny, aka Boogeyman, Mahoney, Tyrant, Lee Holidays, Hayabusa, Big Sidekick, $1, and that.
What? What?
That will remain to be seen.
I'm gonna cry myself to sleep in the shower.
You're gonna have probably a fucking you're gonna
aneurysm.
Have a flannel gripped in your mouth as you sob.
Just biting the pillow in frustration about, I have no idea what you're talking about.
We're talking about that. Oh. So what else do we get in this pack?
Oh man, you get super exciting, super exclusive, reprinted for the first time in top tier resin. Safe boxes.
You get a pair of safe boxes that don't have new rules. So
use them as dirty money markers.
Use them as dirty money in the dirty money
like
scenario.
Like the cool or scatter terrain.
Or if you don't like playing good, use them as objectives. Do you remember that game when
we took it like four times?
It was the doubles, and we took extra objective safes and saves. We took basically every objective that gave you double, and we maxed out on them, so we had
cover. So we lined them all up down the wall, so we would move up, and it was like a wall of cover of safe boxes. And then I rolled like shit. But we were playing Stefan and Donovan or somebody else.
We tried to kill that lumberjack clown for three turns. Defense 2, endurance 4. We couldn't kill one model, and we threw everything at it.
Oh, dude, I was running... Was I running Grodd?
I was running clowns... Joker, and you was running Scare Militia.
That's it.
We had a horde of...
Yeah.
Oh,
we had a ton
God.
Of dudes. We had a wall of just blocking terrain, and we took as many objectives because
we took ace chemicals.
We had like 10
we
dudes or something.
All of the... We took the Joker canisters, and it was looting, so we just placed them all across the middle.
So we like ran up, because safe boxes used to actually give you cover. Yeah. Like, we took anything that could give you cover, and we just like rolled up. And we haven't touched them since.
I mean, we were laughing when we said, let's take all of these objectives.
Yeah. Like, this is going to be awesome. It wasn't. And then we couldn't... I couldn't, like, kill... And, like, Stefan... Or they were just rolling hot with their fucking willpowers, too. It was just like...
Yeah, we couldn't do jack to them. It sucked.
That was when I was on my bad luck rolls. Now we got those microwave Boy Wonders dice.
Yeah. Shh.
I mean... Radiated. Damn it!
And then finally in the pack, you also get a selection, and I don't know if it's random or not. I assume it is, but you get a selection of the, first edition, action counters. You know, like they did the flash symbols or the Joker logs.
Yeah, like ammo, whatever you want to use them are.
Yeah, you get some of those.
Why not?
Exactly. They're all right. They're like the Riddler question marks. They're fine.
The problem is we're just spoiled because we have Drew.
Yeah, we
but
get...
realistically, like, sure. That's yeah. great swag.
Yeah, it's fun. And I do things with them. Like, the question marks I actually turned into riddles so I could have a bunch more riddles and stuff.
I use the arrows as... When I had a bunch, I used them as ammos.
Right, exactly. So they're useful. Arrow. They're fine. I mean,
you can use them to mark your back claws. You can use them for...
And the good thing about this is because of the way they've built this pack is the pack itself is only, I think, about $25 for the stores to buy. Whereas the previous ones were like $100 because you got a whole bunch of models and stuff. But then how many stores are going to be like, oh, we're going to buy a $100 tournament kit and then have 6 or 7 people show up and we make $60 out of it. So this one's like a $25 kit, and I think it comes with every one of the cards.
One of each card. A Bruce Wayne.
A save. So there's like 7 or 8 people that can get a prize out of this one kit.
Because really, yeah.
If you have a small tournament, everyone's going to walk away with something out of this, and because it's only 20
tournament at $10 a piece, you still made money to put into the prize pool.
So you still have prizes.
Or realistically, even if at an 8-man tournament, everybody's going to get something. Last place might not get a card. First place might get Bruce Wayne or whatever. But realistically, if you do prizes like we do, you will do. But is it for the Boys of Summer, we're supposed to have these kits?
We are going
to
have them for guaranteed. The kit. Yep. Yeah, and Boys of Summer.
We tried to get a hold of multiple?
3. We're getting 3. So there's going to be...
Allegedly. It's still not
yes. If we do get 3, we are going to... take one of the Bruce Waynes out and we are going to charity raffle it. That will be open to listeners as well as people there because I want to raise a bunch of money for charity.
Yeah.
We are going for breast cancer.
Yep.
So we're going to post more about that, but if you see it, please just, we'll get into it later, but throw a couple of bucks our way for breast cancer. You could win this tournament Bruce Wayne model that might actually be...
It's all going to a good cause.
It's going to a really, really good cause. One that's kind of hit home a little bit personally for us in recent times. So it's important to us. And yeah, give us some money and get a chance to win that.
Get a chance to win it. Like, it's cool, especially if you suck at this game.
If you're not good at playing and you know it, or if you're in an area where just tournaments don't happen. There's plenty of people out there. This is a chance to get hold of this really cool Bruce Wayne model.
Yeah, maybe Adam will even paint it for you.
Maybe I'll even paint it as a... In fact, yeah, the problem is if I paint it, maybe I have to magnetize the head.
Or you give people the option.
I could paint both. I could paint the head.
Or you just ask them.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not trying to throw you under the
bus. No, you're right. I'm fine.
If they
wouldn't
be like, hey, do you want me to paint Bruce Wayne or matches for you? Okay, cool.
And I'll look at it and see the possibility of magnetizing the head. Because I have the drills, I can do it.
If not, people will pick.
Right, exactly.
Or not.
So, but consider that. Like I say, we're going to have it at, we're going to have hopefully 3 packs at Boys of Summer. So everyone going will get a tournament card, I expect, at least, as well as other prizes. That is Saturday, August 3rd.
Yep.
In Roseville, Minnesota at the Source Comics and Games.
And after that is CoolieCon, right?
After that is CoolieCon on August 17th. They will also have the tournament kit.
So I'm gonna be raking up Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I'm playing that. And I don't have to play Amazons at that one. I said I would play Amazons at Wonder Slam, and I'm gonna stick to promising that.
I'm bringing the big guns, John Andrews. You know what I'm gonna bring? I'm gonna bring this new play-tested Tim Drake model. Just kidding. He's not coming.
Yeah, there should be. It'd be awesome if there was a tournament card that was like Tim Fake.
Tim Dicks. Like, that's just it.
And he just had like no skills.
He just had a dildo for a fucking bow staff. Like a double-sided Darth Maul dildo.
Yeah.
It does negative stun damage. It heals when it hits you.
Yeah, so I'm gonna try and play, I think, Militia at CoolieCon.
What are you going to play?
Militia.
Okay, there you go. I heard Militia.
Militia. Yeah, because I'm a good down south boy.
I don't know what I'm going to play.
What are you planning to play at Wonder Slam, Boy Wonder Ryan? Mike.
what
are you
going
to play?
I mean, do I play anything besides League?
Maybe you play Brave and Bold every now and then.
Occasionally. But
I think the last time you played Brave and the Bold was
so
like,
if you're
going to
be play League, are you leaning towards like Raish, Raz, Talia, Heretic as your leader?
Definitely.
Merlin?
Merlin's always cool. I really like the new Talia, so I want to use her a lot, but...
I like her as well.
It's also going to depend on just if I do any practice games. If I just have crap luck with Talia, I'll not play her out of spite, so...
Well, the good thing about her is you don't have to have too much luck for the buff she brings, like the desensitized across all your henchmen and to be able to reposition, and she's pretty reliable. The only thing I didn't enjoy about her was her... I found it was hard to get damage out at 5+, even with rerolls.
She's
hard to
put damage out, but she's giving you money, and she's giving you desensitized, which is worth it.
Yeah. It's definitely good.
She's good with Heretic, she's good with Merlin, she's good with Raz, she's good.
She's good, definitely.
Oh, we interrupted somebody earlier. Adam, I'm sorry. You're going Militia?
I'm going Militia, for sure.
You going Arkham Knight or Scarecrow or both?
I think I'm going to run Batbox for one of my crews, and then the other crew is probably going to be Batbox as
with
well.
Archie.
But I'm going to drop Scarecrow and take Bronze Tiger. So I think him and Arkham Knight make a good... One's really good at shooting, one's good at combat. It means I have to shuffle... I have to get rid of a henchman and, like, take the Carbine or another prisoner-type guy. Because Bronze Tiger's 80 and Scarecrow's 79. So that puts me at, like, 351.
I might actually run my Muse list again with that Bad Pod. Like, I actually enjoyed that a lot.
I think it's a great list. I really want to play Brave and the Bold as well. I'm thinking maybe for Renegade I'll play Cobra Cult.
I'm gonna play Cobra for
Renegade. Yeah, I
Unless
really
something
like
crazy
him.
Comes out. I honestly, my prediction for Renegade this year is I think it's gonna be pretty team heavy.
I could see it. Teams have a lot of buffs. I think there'll be a few Teen Titans
you can finagle them to be good. Like I talked to Cookie about this extensively, and Cookie's like, I think I'm gonna play Titans at the Renegade.
He's
like, I feel like I can figure out how to make them right. work. Like, if any motherfucker can make them
I think
work,
he plays
right,
Suicide Squad a bit, and I feel like Suicide Squad are in the same boat.
He plays Suicide Squad successfully, guys. Just remember that.
I think they're in the same boat because you only really get about 5 models of Suicide Squad, and none of them are top tier, really, other than like Willshot. And I feel like Titans are the same. None of them are top tier except for Donna Troy. So I feel like there's similarities in that. I think there's probably a good way to work. I mean, you get free rep, which is always strong because you're essentially playing up rep. There's nothing wrong with playing with, you know, like 400 odd rep against a 350 crew. I feel like Cobra Cult can make up rep as well because they've got ways to get cheaper.
Dude,
free agents.
One of my lists, probably for Cobra, I mean, we'll dive into this more, but I think one of my lists is going to be no free agents.
The box?
Plus some.
Yeah, because the box configuration bonus is at the start of the game, you immediately get 2 faith points. So it just bumps you up in that first turn. Might be the start of every turn, but I'm not sure.
Like, it'll be like super like minion heavy.
Yeah, I like the box. I would do the box. My one I came up with was Mad Hatter with the killer contract, because it means he only does stun damage, but Mad Hatter's not attacking anyway.
Warning should have been that he can only target who he's put on the killer, so we can only mind control that.
Right, but that's not what it's written. So for 40 rep, you get a mind control.
It's super dirty.
Because it costs 40 rep. And then for the research contract, you take Bronze Tiger, because it doesn't affect him whatsoever. He does stun damage anyway.
That needs to get nerfed.
So he goes down to 15 points off, so what? He's 85? So he goes down to 70 rep.
Oh, yeah, 70, yeah.
I don't like it.
I don't like it either, but...
I don't like it either.
If it's Renegade,
I thought that Cobra Cult was fine, and then I read those contracts, and I was like, oh, okay. Like, I literally took Stefan a little while ago, an indiscriminate amount of time.
Just
today. About Cobra Cult, because I didn't know anything about him prior. And I asked him, I was like, so can these guys take free agents? And then I was like, oh, shit! They can totally take free agents.
The only thing I don't like is we're spoiling things here that people don't even know, but whatever. I don't like the bomb, the objective, that much. I don't like the weird guessing game it involves.
We'll go into it.
I know that you feel differently, and I understand how you feel about it, but, you know, that's a teaser for the next episode.
That's another teaser. We're going to drop the bomb.
We're going to drop
that.
Whoa.
We're going to drop the bomb on that.
On what?
That.
Talking about dropping the bomb, I thought Boy Wonder Ryan actually had something super exciting to end us off with. So, Boy Wonder Ryan, if you want to give us...
Adam's got like 1% left, bro. You better get it out. Come on. Ryan, come on.
Let's see it. Let's...